Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Three family members were killed when they were hit by an Amtrak train in Bucks County last night. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Bristol.
It was just after 6 last night when Bristol Borough Police say they got a call for three people on the tracks in the area of Prospect and Beaver Streets. This is right by the Bristol train station. The platform and the tracks are elevated. This is Bristol Police Chief Joe Moores.
When our officers arrived, the sergeant was starting to head up to the subjects up on the railroad tracks when an Acela high-speed train traveling southbound towards Philadelphia struck all three subjects.
Residents say they then heard the train come to a screeching halt. The police did not elaborate on the exact relationship between the victims, only saying they were family members, and they didn't give out ages. The Acela was traveling from Boston to Richmond, Virginia. Amtrak says there were 236 people on board, and none of them were hurt. As police were investigating, Amtrak service was suspended between Philly and New York. SEPTA's Trenton line was suspended as well for hours. A speed restriction was in place when the tracks first reopened last night. In Bristol, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This was the second time in as many days someone was hit by an Amtrak train and killed in Bucks County. On Wednesday, a person was hit near the Cornwalls Heights station. An Atlantic City police officer has been arrested and charged with sexually assaulting a woman in his patrol car. Prosecutors say 24-year-old Joshua Munyon attacked the woman after serving her with a summons for being drunk at the Tropicana Casino. The woman told investigators the officer handcuffed her, took her to a parking lot, and assaulted her. She told security staff at the Trop what happened. They called police. Prosecutors say the officer denied arresting the woman or placing her in the car, but surveillance video shows otherwise. This happened in September. Munyon was charged yesterday with aggravated sexual assault and official misconduct. He's being held in Atlantic County Justice Facility ahead of a detention hearing. At the Philadelphia Zoo, four critically endangered giant tortoises have hatched. KYW's John McDevitt reports their mother is nearly 100 years old and now the world's oldest first-time mother of her species.
Mommy, the Western Santa Cruz Galapagos tortoise, is estimated to be 97 years old and has been at the zoo since 1932. She was paired with another tortoise of her same species named Abrazo, who is estimated to be 96 years old. He arrived at the zoo in 2020 as part of a species survival breeding program. Lauren Augustine is the director of herpetology at the Philadelphia Zoo.
So we're working collaboratively within our network to create the highest genetic diversity within our population so that we have the best success in preserving their lineages.
Mommy laid a clutch of eggs in November. At the end of February, they started to hatch.
We had 16 eggs total in that clutch. Not all of them showed signs of development, but so far we have four hatchlings.
They each are about the size of a tennis ball. The hatchlings have been separated from their parents and being cared for behind the scenes. They'll go on public display on April 24th, the 93rd anniversary of when Mommy arrived at the Philadelphia Zoo. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.